Andrew. What's vibey, everyone? What is good? It is Wednesday. It is September 11th. A very tragic day in history. If you don't know, you're probably under a rock or something, but or maybe you're like a baby or whatever. But on this day, September 11th, there was a vicious attack against the American people, and over, I think, 2,000 people have died from it, and probably at least like 1,000 people have probably dealt with breathing problems, cancer, all types of stuff, thousands of people. But yeah, man, I can't even imagine like just being in New York City during that time and experiencing that, and then the thoughts that goes on in your mind and all of that stuff. And it's also a day where I just feel like the government likes to put on this thing about like us hating a certain type of religion or background or race. So that also happened during this time too. So it's just like not only did people risk their lives, they lost their lives tragically, but America put this thing in our heads just like saying hate this culture, hate this race, all this stuff, because it was all like, I don't want to get too deep into it, but you know, it was all like what do you call that, stage, you know, like if you everyone knows that the government basically attacked its own people, and they do this a lot, like governments all over the world, they attack their own people, they kill their own people, and they like to blame someone else. But yeah, we're not going to get too into it as much. At the end of the day, it's just all about respecting these people, their lives, and the stuff they lost their lives to this tragic, on this tragic day. Rest in peace to all those that have lost their lives and everything. Okay, you guys, I am switching it up today, and I am I don't think I'm going to give you guys a fact of the day. We're actually, let me see, I might. Okay, let's see. I was reading some really cool facts over the days. Okay, this one's a really cool one. Why not? Okay. Leonardo da Vinci invented this. The scissors, the helicopter, and many other present-day items. That's really cool. I didn't know that. Oh, wow. About 90% of the world's population kisses. I don't know who they've been kissing, because, man, I have been single as a Pringle. wow. Every year, 56 million people attend Major League Baseball games. That's a lot. I don't really care for baseball, so I'm probably one of those people who don't attend. But I feel like going to a baseball game is fun. But I don't really, yeah, like it's confusing. So I think it'll be really fun to play and whatnot. I really like their uniforms and it's really cool. But I'm probably one of the other people who don't attend the baseball game. So speaking of games and attending, I would love to attend a football game here in New York. So being from LA, we don't have a stadium. We have the USC stadium. We have the UCLA one. So the NFL like teams will play at USC or I think UCLA. They are building a stadium, I think, in Gardena or Inglewood. So I think it'll be ready like next year or so. I don't know. But yeah, I would like to attend one or two, you know, just to experience it. I have attended a college football game, of course, multiple times, but I think just NFL, I think it'll be different, and then it will also be like the right like foundation, the right field. It would just be like everything would be, you know, correct, because with college it's like a little bit smaller, But yeah, I think it'd be cool just to experience it. Like, you know, why not? Why not? Yeah. And I have experienced a game, a football game at a college stadium. But I would like to experience something that is for the NFL. And it's NFL team playing. So that part. Yeah, so I have been, let me give you an update on my life. I have been rehearsing, and I've been sitting and biking and stuff. I'm not sitting as much because I'm like doing it twice a week and then maybe like babysitting longer hours. But hopefully I will be babysitting more. So I had a meeting today for a like a new sitter job, all that stuff. So really cool. Hopefully everything works out with that. Yeah, rehearsal's going great. All that stuff. They're working on the script. So head first in that script and researching and all that. So the director doesn't want us to memorize anything yet because he's not finished with the script. So that part. I've been biking. And I didn't have any audition so far. So I had a self-tape. I had some self-tape. So I sent that over. But no in-person audition. So I think I'm kind of like weaning off of auditions because of the rehearsals and the plays. But it would be cool to also still be doing that. So I need to. Like every time when I'm doing like a lot of projects or something. Or like plays. I like to wean off or like auditioning. But I constantly need to. I need to tell myself, like, okay, you still need to audition for other stuff for the future. You know, like, get ready for your future. So that way, when you're done, it won't be like a idol type of, like, moment, you know, in your life. But it's cool to also have, like, idol moments. So, yeah. Okay, you guys. I really wanted to... It's hot, and I turned off my fan so it won't make noise, so... air motions and the fan. It is hot, and we're still in summer. It's September, and we're still warm. We're still hot out here. Okay, I really wanted to talk about. Basically, I had my therapy appointment today, and we basically went really deep. You know, and I was like, "How dare my therapist be this deep with me? How dare you?" No, I was kidding, but. Yeah, man, because sometimes you can't, like, really, in therapy, you know, you talk about stuff, right? Sooner or later, you're going to hit that moment when you're, like, really down in the rock and it opens. So, that's what happened to me today. Like, you can't really put on a facade. And it's not like I was putting on a facade, but it was just, like, it was just getting more and more deeper, so, and I... like that, because sometimes you don't get as deep you know, with yourself, and sometimes you just have to take a moment, just like, wow, okay, I need to work through this, or I figured out why I do this because of certain things that I did for survival techniques when I was younger, and I'm using it now as an adult, and I'm in a different environment, so let's figure that out, let's work on that. So yeah, so that's basically what we talked about in my therapy session. And I want to talk about basically this. I'll talk briefly about this scenario. So I've had a thing in the past where my ex and I, we weren't good for each other, but we really like loved each other. But it was this type of thing where I just like being ignored. So, at a certain point, it's just like, okay, if you're going to ignore me, I'm going to manipulate so you won't ignore me. Like, for example, like taking a key. So now you have to contact. So now you have to talk to me. You know what I mean? Because I am the type of person where I like to communicate. But I also don't like conflict. It's kind of like, what? So I've dealt with that in the past of just like, I just like being ignored. But now, as I got older, been in two other relationships, communicating and happening. ignored. So I'm like, yo, what's going on? Like, can we talk? All this stuff. It's like, I don't have time to be like, to have like childish moments. You know what I mean? So yeah. Long story short, got over that and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But now I had a scenario where it was similar to that. During like late summer. But yeah, so I don't want to get too into it, but basically my therapist is saying that it was practically like this person is doing a projection identity, or I think it's called a projection identity, where this person would project something onto you to make you look like you're something else. So like, for example, if this person would, like, if say for example you're in a bar, right, you're talking, all this stuff, and you're in the lounge area, and this person, so you're friends with that person, right, they're, of course, they're like, what, queer or not, and you're single, or you don't have to be queer, you're single, right, and the person's like, yeah, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm just like, all right, cool, totally fine. So we're all talking, and then this person will say, oh, by the way, my friend is like straight, and it's like, okay, I never asked for, like, when I didn't never ask for this information, but because I have mentioned, like, yeah, I am single, and like I would like to like have a partner in the future, in the past when I've spoken to this person, right, this person like just said the comments, it's like, are you just saying this because I said I'm single and I'm looking for someone but not really looking for someone? Like, I dislike when people say like, oh, by the way, my friend is straight. Like, okay, I never was looking at your friend at all in the first place. So like, I dislike when people do that, because it just like assumes like, oh, all like LGBT people are all like looking for like straight people. When they see somebody who's straight, they immediately like hunk on them. It's like, we have so many beautiful people in our community. No one's looking for you at all. No, thank you. Please stop. Get away. But yeah, so they said that. I was just like, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I'm just like, But I didn't say anything to that person. I'm like, why would they say that? Like, are you saying that because I'm single? Right, and then other people around me, they're in a relationship, so it's just like, are you just saying that to like really make me feel a certain way? Like, at the end of the day, I don't care. It's like, great for your friend, okay, and the sky is blue. But anywho, fast forward to a different scenario with this person, and this, I felt like the way, like, this person responded was very, like, it made me feel, like, low-key, it rubbed me the wrong way. And I don't like when people try to make you feel like you're lesser than, or, like, they try to make you look dumb, you know? Like, when you're asking a simple question. So, me asking a simple question, right, that person automatically assumed that I was flirting with them. It's just like, I was just literally asking you a question. So I don't know how I was flirting with you, and you made me seem like I was like dumb, because the way I asked the question, I was like, oh, what's your schedule like? And you're like, what? I'm just like, what's going on? What's going on? Like, why is this person very like hostile towards me? Like, did I do something to you? I'm very, very, very confused. But anywho, this person sent a text saying like, oh, I'm sorry, things got weird. I just felt like you're flirting with me. I'm like, what? I hope we can still be homies. I'm like, I never responded to the text, but I was just so confused. I'm like, how was I flirting with you when I asked you a simple question? And I was like in my own like world talking to like my friend, whatever, so it was just very interesting. But anywho, fast forward to me being at a really cute, like, really cool brunch. And then I see her, you know, outside. And it's like, she doesn't even know me. I'm like, what is going on? You know? Because I didn't respond to the text. I don't know. Like, I honestly don't know. Like, I don't want to assume anything. But it's like, sometimes you want to assume, because it's like, yo, you're treating me so different. Like, one, you're... like, I don't know, it's just like, it's weird. It's like, you're treating me like you don't even know me. And then when I try to communicate, it's like, hey, let's figure out where we are. Not like, because like, if I say like, hey, let's talk, I'm not even thinking of like relationship or dating or anything like that. Like, one, I don't like want to at all. I just want to talk to figure out where we are, as in like, if we can be friends, if not, it's totally fine. But I don't really like the hostility or just like the passive aggressiveness, or you know what I mean, or the meanness. Like, I just don't understand it. But after that, I got kind of upset, and I was like low-key in my feelings and all that stuff. I was like, all right, I'm about to leave. So and like, I didn't end up leaving. One of my friends like convinced me to stay, but I ended up staying in the living room. But it's like, this person was very, very hostile towards me and very mean, like even from the get-go when I met this person. So I'm just like, what is happening? Like, did I do something to you? And I'm trying to figure out, what did I do? How did I, like, did I don't know. Like, it's just like, sometimes, and I just like, because people do this all the time. They make someone think that they did something to them when literally they didn't. All they did was breathe or say hi or waved at them. And then that person didn't like it. So they're just going to put on this assumption like, oh, this person's just constantly looking at me, or this person like is constantly like looking for like single people, so she has this like thing, so I need to let people know like, oh, by the way, let me put out this announcement because this person is, I know she's gonna want my friend, like I know she's gonna want something, so let me just respond this way, or let me just make them feel little than what they are, let me like belittle them, or just like passive aggressive, or just be a certain way towards them when you've like, yo, I've never done anything to you whatsoever. And I just like when people do that. And I felt like that was like in the past, because I felt dealt with that in my past, like with my ex, my first official like girlfriend. I'm not counting like the one in high school, but first official girlfriend, I've had that moment of just like making me feel like I'd done something horribly wrong when I literally didn't do anything to you, and you're like acting a certain way towards me as if you don't know me, which is totally fine, whatever, do your thing. But I'm all about communicating, so if you don't want to communicate, I get it. Like, I don't have time to overextend. But yeah, so that was the scenario that happened like late summer. That happened, and I don't like to go into like things like that, because I like to keep my private life private, and then I go through whatever I'm going through and I might talk about it in like therapy or whatever. But it's like, it rubbed me the wrong way. It's just like, what's going on with this person? What's going on in their head? You know. But yeah, so okay, so I also wanted to talk about what I had unpacked in therapy, and it was deep. You know, and I was like, how dare my therapist get this deep with me? But no, really. But as a kid, ever since I was young, I've always have done this thing where I overextend and I stay quiet and I observe. I observe a lot and I stay quiet and I don't really speak up, whatever. And I've had a brother, he told me, he's like, you need, you gotta stop letting people walk all over you. Like, you gotta speak up or whatever. And my mom has mentioned this to me before, too. Like, I've been told this a lot during my life. Even, like, my friend, my homie, like, yo, you gotta speak up and let people walk all over you. I'm like, you're right. That part. But at times, I just feel like it's so hard, right, to just, like, speak up or something, because it's like, it just feels like, damn, I'm about to be, like, condemned or something, or just, like, throw her on a roof or beheaded or something. It just feels like the hardest thing in the world to speak up or just like not let people run all over you when you're someone who doesn't really speak up. So yeah, I've dealt with that in the past, and basically I've talked about like my old friendships and how I forgive people and let them in, and then they, of course, they, you know, run all over me, that whole thing, or took me for granted, or just like used me as much as they could. And then when I you know, just call to see like how they're doing. It's just like, it's a different type of attitude. I'm just like, what is happening? What is going on? So, yeah, I've had that. Wow. I've had that moment with a friend of mine that we're like not really as close friends anymore because they just assumed that I knew something when I didn't know, because I'm all the way over here in New York City and I'm not worried about LA at all. What's going on over there, as in like the drama and stuff. Yeah, and then I've also had moments like that with my mom, like letting her back in and then cutting her off, letting her back in, cutting her off. I'm just like, why can't I just figure it out? Like, if I am going to let her back in, I need to like discuss like, hey, these are the reasons why I'm going to let you back in, and this is the way you make me feel when you say these certain things and all this stuff. And then you also have like people who are just like, oh, you're just being sensitive, you know, because they like to use that. And also because I am a Gemini, Cancer, cuss, they love to say, oh, you're sensitive, or you're sensitive, especially like a Cancer too. So it's like, oh, that's the Cancer in you, or whatever. It's just like, it's annoying to have this whole thing. But anywho, we went really deep on that, and I was almost like about to tear up, because it's like, this is something I've dealt with all my life, right? And I did this for like for survival, because I felt like if I didn't really show up every time I overextend or make sure I say yes to everything, like, this person wouldn't be my friend, you know what I mean? But I had to learn how to say no, and I'm still learning how to say no, or just like, I can't make it, and it's totally fine. Like, I don't need to explain everything. Like, it is totally okay to say no, and without an explanation. Because, you know, we're so used to explaining ourselves, especially me, so used to explaining myself, and just me going back in time of not really saying no or not really speaking up, because especially as a young kid, it's like, oh no, if I do speak up, then I'm going to get in trouble, that whole thing, you know. So it's a lot, and it goes deep. And yeah, man, like, we weren't really deep with it, and I'm unpacking that on how things are going to be changing, like, with me, and I just have to know, like, for sure. Like, of course, I love myself, I love myself, I love me, I'm so, so beautiful, I love myself, for real. But at the times, it's like, oh, I don't know, like, I have to make sure I say yes, or I overextend myself, or I show up all the time, and I look out for my friends, blah, 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 blah. Especially it happened in LA, where, and also it dealt with dating too. It's just like, okay, this person wasn't able to show up, or this person, like, what do you call that? Dang it. Flaked. You know, flaked on me or whatever, but I'm just like, I'm still going to give them a chance. It's like, why? This person doesn't really care. They lied. Like, they lied. Why are you going to overextend yourself when this person doesn't give a shit at all? Why? You're just setting yourself up for failure, you know? And it's just like, I'm talking to my younger self now, and also talking to my current self now. It's just like, don't waste your time on someone who doesn't want their time to be, you know, use. I don't know, I'm trying to do a quote, I guess. It's not even working. But just, like, don't waste your time on people who don't want to see you or give you the time of day, you know? And I like to give people, like, chances or whatever. It's cool to give people second chances, you know? But it's also cool to also make sure you give yourself boundaries. And that is another thing I talked about in therapy, because I felt like he asked me, he's like, do you have any boundaries? And I was like, oh shit, do I? You know, like, I have certain boundaries about certain things, but just like, as in with other things like characteristics or just the way I'm treated, I don't think I really do. Like, if, to be honest, and I'm just being really honest, and it's really, I mean, it's sad, but it's just like, shit, I never really realized this, sat and think like, do I have any boundaries? You know, because as I said earlier, like I let people walk all over me and not really saying no, or just not really putting my foot down. And I've had people are just like, you know, Unique, it's okay to put your foot down or just say no, or you don't have to agree to everything. You don't have to be so, you know, wobbly. Make sure you have structure. Because, for example, I've had a friend tell me, it's like, yo, if a kid knows that you're like someone they can walk all over, they'll do it. So you gotta make sure, like, it's okay to, like, say no or have structure. So I'm still dealing with that. And I have been called, like, too nice at times, you know? But I'm not, like, crazy naive either. Like, I peep game. I definitely peep game. But, yeah, that's just something I definitely am working on. And, yeah, like, I'm not for sure. I know people are looking at people who are in LA. I appreciate you because you guys are looking at my life and celebrating me and like, you know, checking up on me. Like, you don't have to comment or anything or message me, but I know that you guys are celebrating me in different ways because I'm doing, you know, doing my thing out here in New York. I have so much more to go, but it's, you know, it's heavy. And just being an adult, especially just working through these certain things, it's just like, I have to make sure I pay attention to stop and think, like, how am I feeling? What boundaries am I setting? So people can't just walk all over me. Because if you don't have boundaries, it's like, what do you stand for? You know what I mean? So, and that's, it's hard. Especially, like, also being in the industry. It's just like you saying yes to everything. It's just like, what would you say no to? Like, honestly, like, don't say the correct answer. Don't say an answer that they want to hear. Say something that you're truthful about. Like, say something. If you feel hurt, say that. If you don't like something, say it. And I'm talking to myself and I'm talking to you guys, the people who are listening. And we're going to get through this for sure together. It's hard for sure to, like, break something that has been in, that has been literally drilled in your head for so long, you know what I mean? So I'm just working through that, and it is going to be difficult. But yeah, I thought I'd share that with you guys, because, man, adulting, right, and going through all these, like, feelings and emotions, and it's like, golly, man, I just want this person to like me or whatever. It's just like, why, for what? Just be yourself at the end of the day. And this goes also, like, with dating. Like, if someone doesn't want to make time for you or check up on you or whatever, like, there's people who are busy, right? I get it. I totally get it. Like, we're all busy. But at the end of the day, there's this quote, people make time for who they want to make time for. That point blank period. So I have to constantly keep telling myself that, right? Because out here being single, especially being in a city where so many beautiful people, you know, it's so many beautiful people, all walks of life, all that stuff, but I have to make sure where I'm not overextending myself, and I set up boundaries, like, yeah, I don't like that, like, don't really, like, okay, you're pretty, but you smoke cigarettes, but I don't like that you smoke cigarettes, but you're still pretty, you're cool, like, no, if my boundaries are, I don't like people who smoke cigarettes, I gotta let that go. Like, don't try to, like, wing around the bush about it. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's a lot, but for sure, I'm still single, you guys. Yeah, going into fall. We'll see. But side note, let's get onto positivity. So, I told you guys multiple times about the film that I shot in May. We were getting great feedback on film festivals, being selected all over the world, and it's super blessed. Yeah, I got a text from a director that going to Playa del Carmen in November. Super excited. I think I'll be there for, like, maybe a week or just a couple of days, 5 days or so, but super excited because I've never been, and I'm super grateful to be able to be a part of this film and one of the principal characters, and super grateful to be the principal character and just like to see myself on the poster and all this stuff. So it's beautiful. I'm super grateful to go to Playa del Carmen and just like many more opportunities to come from this and other projects that I am doing. So yeah, no corny joke of the day today, but yeah, I hope everyone is treating themselves so well. I know it's very hard out here as an adult, but yeah, each and every day you get through, you wake up, you breathe, and just like you go head on with life. You conquer it each and every day, each and every minute, and speak kindly to yourself. Peace and love. Bye.